You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, need you to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget, when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. Well, I am currently recording this episode at 1:15 p.m. on Tuesday. The Mets have just started their spring training game against the Detroit Tigers, and I'm not going to talk about that today. That is because I woke up to a story that I thought was rather dumb this morning, that the Mets are trying to deploy a new strategy that would juggle Michael Wacha and Steven Matz in that final spot of their rotation. And I just think it is a terrible idea. I'm going to explain what this strategy would entail in the first half of the podcast and why I don't like it. Then later on, I'm going to go through the numbers on why Steven Matz is a better starting pitcher than not only Michael Wacha, but also Rick Porcello, who appears to have just been handed a spot in the Mets rotation. Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, check me out on Twitter, at FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMerizeOnline.com. So Steven Matz has spoken about his desire to start ever since spring training, even before that. He has said recently, rather defiantly, that he came into camp and was told he was going to be a starter. According to this article by Joel Sherman of the New York Post, that's not exactly the case. Right now, the Mets have not committed to anyone in their rotation just yet, except for, of course, the obvious Jacob deGrom, and let's be real, Noah Syndergaard and Marcus Stroman are going to have spots too. I'm fine with waiting to make your decision, because injuries happen, so that's totally okay right now. But here is an internal discussion that's going on that has been at least leaked to Joel Sherman, which tells you that they're seriously considering it. Basically, what the Mets want to do is have Steven Matz or Michael Wacha in that last spot of the rotation and in the bullpen, and they will basically juggle those guys based on matchups. Now, a starting pitcher should never be based on matchups, because let's just go off the jump with this. They're going to have to face righties and lefties. So if you're talking about a platoon situation of sort between Wacha and Matz, it just doesn't make sense when you're talking about a starting role. Furthermore, they also want to employ an opener when those two guys start. So when Michael Wacha or Steven Matz gets one of these matchup starts, they would have Robert Gsellman or Seth Lugo or somebody else be an opener. Now, an opener might be a good idea if Michael Wacha is in the rotation, because he did not go deep in many games last year. But Steven Matz did. Okay, he had 15 quality starts last season. That means he went 6 innings or more and allowed 3 or less runs in those starts. Rick Porcello had 13 in his 32 starts. Michael Wacha had 6 in his 24 starts. So right there, Steven Matz is the most effective starting pitcher of the three, and there's plenty more stats to back that up that I'm going to talk about in a little bit. What this article also talks about is the fact that the Mets have all of these days off early in the season. That's always a problem when you're juggling opening days and all that for each respective team. The Mets have 3 days off in the first 12 days of the season, which basically means that they can go with a 4-man rotation for some time and then eventually get to integrating a 5th guy into the rotation. That's fine. That's always a thing that's talked about. At times, I almost think you're just better off establishing a 5-man rotation if everyone's healthy, and just letting these guys like Jacob deGrom, Noah Syndergaard, and Marcus Stroman ease into the season a little bit. But getting Jacob deGrom more starts is always a good thing too. So I got no problem if they do something like that. But Steven Matz should be that fourth guy in the rotation, and it should be Porcello and Waka that are waiting on the sidelines. And the numbers just back that up. Bottom line through all of this, Brody Van Wagenen brought Michael Waka into the Mets as a former client of his when he was with CAA. Then he goes and he gets Rick Porcello. If they had just signed Michael Waka, even though I wouldn't have loved this signing, if they had just spent that $3 million and structured the contract the way they did and then gone out and used that money to maybe get a better arm to add into the bullpen as that eighth man, I would have thought that this was fine. Okay, I wouldn't have loved the signing of Michael Waka, but it would have been better and made more sense. Getting Waka and Porcello has never made sense, especially when you see someone like David Peterson pitch relatively well the other day, representing some organizational depth at starting pitcher. So you don't necessarily need six guys earmarked on your roster to be starters when that's the case. And then when you also made moves like getting Steven Gonzalez, who pitched pretty well in his spring debut as well, and has a history as a starter that they could have planted in Syracuse and kept lengthened out in case there was an injury. So that's always been something that has made no sense. This story tells me that Brody Van Wagenen is motivated to utilize everyone and keep everyone kind of happy, but he's not showing that same loyalty to Steven Matz, who's homegrown, which shouldn't necessarily be a differentiating factor in him getting a role, but when he is the best pitcher of the three statistically and is homegrown, he should absolutely be given one of those spots in the rotation off the jump. And so Brody's showing more loyalty to a CAA client and the $10 million he handed Rick Porcello than he is to Steven Matz, who's paid his dues, who's been this organization throughout his entire career, who's coming off two straight seasons of health after being injury prone early on and that being the biggest concern on whether he could be a starting pitcher. And now he's made 60 starts over the last 2 years and has shown steady progression, being excellent at home last year. So to not give him a spot in the rotation is ludicrous to me. And I'm going to go through the numbers in just a minute to explain further why Steven Matz is the clear candidate who should be in that fourth spot of the Mets rotation. This week, I'm going to be talking a lot about Michael Waka. I'm supposed to talk to a guest on Thursday for Friday's episode of the show who is very familiar with the St. Louis Cardinals organization, and maybe he tells me something that I don't know because he's watched Waka pitch up close. But if you look at the numbers, there's a clear odd man out if everyone's healthy. I brought up the quality starts already. You have Waka, who had six quality starts out of 24. You had Steven Matz, who had a quality start half the time, 15 out of 30. And then Rick Porcello, 13 out of 32 quality starts compared to his game started. So just on that alone, Steven Matz should have the edge. You dig a little bit deeper, and I didn't even look at the game logs for Michael Waka too deeply. He didn't pitch deep in a lot of games. There was a lot of four-inning outings. He got rocked a lot, so I didn't go digging as deep as I did on Matz and Porcello. But of Matz's quality starts, only one of them was an instance where he allowed three runs. The other 14 were all two runs or less. So those were very quality starts. In 8 of those 15, he allowed one run or less. So that is a lot of gems in Steven Matz's season last year. Rick Porcello had 4 of his 13 quality starts where he allowed 3 runs. So still a quality start, but a 3-run quality start, a little bit different than allowing 2 or less. He also had 6 of his 13 where he allowed 1 run or less. You go to the bad side of the equation. Rick Porcello had 7 starts where he didn't make it out of the 4th inning. He also had 10 starts where he allowed 5 or more runs. Steven Matz, on the other hand, had 7 starts where he didn't make it out of the 4th inning and also had 7 starts where he allowed 5 or more runs. Point being, each of them had their bad outings that resulted in some somewhat inflated ERAs, Porcellas being the worst among qualified starters, but Matz was still better in those regards as well. You look at the ERA, Steven Matz had a 4.21 ERA, Rick Porcello 5.52. There's another statistic to factor in that will kind of mitigate some of the benefits that a Steven Matz might have enjoyed pitching in a pitcher-friendly ballpark as opposed to someone like Rick Porcello who had a pitch at Fenway Park. That is ERA Plus, which adjusts a pitcher's ERA according to a pitcher's ballpark and the ERA of the pitchers in the league. It's kind of similar to Weighted Runs Created Plus, where you're grading pitchers on a scale of 100, with 100 being league average. Steven Matz had a 96 ERA Plus, so slightly below league average. Rick Porcello had an 87 ERA Plus, the worst of the three starters. Michael Wacha had a 90 ERA Plus. That metric would tell you that maybe Porcello should be the man out. You then go to WHIP, walks, hits, over innings pitched. Steven Matz had a 1.341 WHIP. Rick Porcello had a 1.394 WHIP. And Michael Wacha had a 1.563 WHIP. Again, Matz had the best number. Porcello was very close to him, and Wacha was far and away the worst. That is because he gave up 3.9 walks per 9 innings, as opposed to Steven Matz, who gave up 2.9, and Rick Porcello, who gave up 2.3. So Waka's lack of control is a big concern for the Mets. But is he better at not allowing hits? The answer once again is no. Steven Matz had the best hits per 9 at 9.1, where Porcello and Wacha allowed 10.2 hits per 9. You go to home runs, keeping the ball in the yard. Steven Matz had a 1.5 home run per 9. Porcello had 1.6, about the same. Wacha 1.8. Not a big difference in the three, but once again, Steven Matz was the best. You go to strikeouts per 9. Steven Matz, 8.6 last year. Porcello, 7.4. And Wacha, an identical 7.4. Every single metric you look at tells you that Steven Matz is the best starting pitcher of the three. Could these other guys bounce back? Hopefully. That's what the Mets want. But Steven Matz was consistently the better starting pitcher. And I don't even have to go into the home road splits to tell you what type of a pitcher he was at Citi Field. If you watched the Mets last year, you saw it. Steven Matz was automatic at Citi Field. His ERA sub 3. That is the guy that I want on the mound every fifth day. And to employ a strategy that not only puts Porcello ahead of Matz when he doesn't deserve it, but also is a big hit to Steven Matz's ego when the guy has done everything he could over the last 2 years to battle that stigma of not being a pitcher that can make it through a season, that can pitch through the nagging pains and get through a full year. To do that 2 years in a row, to have some really good results, if you throw out that game when he gave up, I think, 7 runs against the Phillies and didn't get an out, I mean, that skews all of his ERA numbers. So for Steven Matz to have just gone through a really good year, to be feeling good about himself, to think this is going to be my breakout season, and now he has to read this article that is saying, hey, you might not even be in the rotation. We might need to give you an opener because we don't really know if you can go deep into games. It's just bad form from the front office. And I don't understand how these decisions are getting made if you're not looking at the numbers. A fan's not supposed to have to look at all these numbers. A fan can just sit back and say, oh yeah, you know, former Cy Young, Rick Porcello, maybe he should be in the starting rotation. And Michael Wacha was an all-star at one point, so I can get that, and that's fine. But the organization that is making these decisions has to go beyond that, dig into the numbers, and do their own scouting of talent and decide who's the best. And I can't imagine that Steven Matz, at 28 years old, I believe, is not putting together better performances in bullpen sessions and is not showing what the numbers tell you, which is the fact that he is clearly the fourth best starter on this team. Clearly. It just doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't. And maybe, like I said, maybe as I talk to Brian Walton of the Cardinal Nation later this week, maybe he tells me something that changes my mind and makes me a little bit less steadfast on this. But you're looking at a player who was supposed to be one of the pillars of your starting rotation at one time, a former first-round pick that you brought up that was part of a rotation to help you get to the World Series, that is coming off what I would call a somewhat breakout season, and you're pushing him aside because of a former client of Brody Van Wagenen was brought into the mix of Michael Wacha. I just don't get it, and I'm not going to get it if that is the route the Mets ultimately choose to go. Thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget, when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets.